my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast. There will be some scattered showers, but mostly clear through the morning, with brighter breaks developing into the afternoon, though the odd spot of rain is still possible at times. Light winds and feeling a little chilly. Maximum temperature 5 degrees Celsius.
Getting jiggy with,
We're getting jiggy with the fact we're back.
Honestly, I tell you, when things go wrong for me and you, they always go wrong, don't they?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, if it's going to go wrong, it's us.
Well, it has been in the past anyway, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Right, welcome to the Food and Drink Show with me, Foodie.
And me, Drinky.
AKA Lee and Morgan.
Yeah, no bakey this weekend.
But I do have to talk a little bit about bakey. Right, because I've actually done something and eaten something that was vegan. Yeah?
And you've done this without me even knowing.
No, maybe not. I might have to be careful. I might need to just check with Mark, actually.
Oh, right, okay.
Not Blackers, Mark at the Artisan Bakers. And I thought, I'll just get him something that's a little bit sort of not rich, not going to play up on your tummy or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so consequently, I got one of Mark's barackers.
Oh,
right.
That's puzzled my brain because I thought I knew what they were, now I've no idea.
So the baraka is that puff pastry, and inside it's just potato, cheese, and onion.
Oh, right. Sounds pretty good.
But you didn't fancy it, though, because you're a little bit...
No, I don't remember you offering it, but I must have been that bad.
Just the sight of a small crumb set you off, didn't it?
Yes.
You didn't have the baraka, because you just didn't fancy eating anything.
No.
So I did.
Oh, good.
If you've not had a baraka, again, I know... from what Mark was telling us last week, some of the stuff he's baking, please go down to Mark's Artisan Bakery on Worley Road and try asking for a baraka. Tell him you heard about it on Ribble FM. He might even let you have a taste of one. In the past, he's done that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Good, that. Chop stuff up and give you a little taste. Mm. It was lovely.
Yeah, we went for lunch and ended up just leaving full on tasters.
We didn't need to buy anything.
Yeah.
And you're fussy when it comes to bread.
I am quite fussy when it comes to bread. It's got to be good bread.
And the one I brought home was a...
Oh, yeah.
You don't like brown bread.
I don't like brown bread, but was it a whole meat? Oh, no, whole wheat. Sorry, a whole meat? Whole meat. Oh, dear.
Whole meal sourdough.
That's what I was saying, meal and wheat, and my brain stopped working.
But you quite like that?
It was really nice.
Yeah, I must admit, it's my favourite now. I've got two in the freezer. And he did say that if you freeze it, if you freeze it properly, put it in an airtight bag, it doesn't affect the quality of the bread.
Just don't vacuum seal it.
Well, why would anybody do that?
I don't know. Why would they do that, Dad?
Right. The vacuum sealer thing, you know, where you put stuff in a bag and it takes all the air out. I thought,
it's going to take the air out in the bread as well.
So, I took this lovely domed wholemeal sourdough, right, put it in one of the bags, put it in my vacuum pack machine, because I'm going to put it in the freezer. I thought it'd keep it fresh. It turned it into a crumpet. Yeah.
Crumpets had more air in it. Turned it into a frisbee. It was solid.
It was about less than half an inch thick from being about 4 inches deep. About less than half an inch and about at least half the size, didn't
it? Yeah.
It sucked all the air out. Ridiculous.
I mean, when you opened the bag again, it did mostly repopulate the air.
Don't you dare tell people what I was doing. Don't you dare. Anyway.
I can't remember what was...
Little bit...
Oh.
Might tell you later, because it's quite funny, actually. Right, a little bit of Will Smith getting jiggy with it.
KNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig. Here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it for the look. I don't light it. They'll wait to hand me on the hand. Stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like four play. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha-ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters. Mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a
a crowd pleaser. DJ, play another from the prisoners. Your highness, only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. But yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. In the winter order, I make it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like kitten. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Bit of trivia for you, Mort.
Go on.
This song, I mean, I think it's still quite current today, to be honest.
I like it, yeah.
It's actually a year older than you. 1997, it was Will Smith.
Wow.
Getting jiggy with it. Now, I want to talk about my Christmas present.
Oh, yeah.
And it is so cool.
You love it.
Particularly now that I'm seeing fruits of the labour, so to speak.
Mm.
What's the actual name of it?
So, it is the Click and Grow system.
Right.
There are numerous models that they do. I'm not entirely sure which one yours is. But, the long and short of it is it's almost like an espresso machine, but for growing plants and herbs.
Right.
So, you get this little base that has a built-in water tank that automatically waters. It has a light that's for, like, it's got the right light frequencies, so it will allow plants to grow indoors. And you just get the pods that have got the seeds in already, the compost in the bottom, and you just drop them in the slots. Yours has three, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you leave these little, like, clear plastic domes on top, the germination domes.
That act like, yeah, that was it. I'm thinking propagation, but it's not germination.
Germination
it?
Domes. And you just leave them, and it automatically waters them. The light's all, well, the light's on a cycle of 16 on, 8 off.
Yeah.
And
which I've reset, by the way.
Oh, have you?
I've reset it from 9 in the morning, because I went down for a brew at 2 a.m. and it was like I'd been on a football pitch.
Well, it's quite a bright light.
So, it is absolutely incredible. Mm. So, we sat there for like two, got it on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, first week, nothing. Second week, nothing.
Well, no, there was a little sprout.
Third week, you start to see these little green shoots coming. Now, I've got a fully fledged coriander plant. So the three pods that I put in, I put a coriander, dwarf tomatoes, and basil.
Yeah.
The tomatoes just are probably about an inch high now.
Mm-hmm.
The basil's the slowest.
It is, actually. Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's not warm enough. I was thinking maybe it's not warm enough.
But I
want it in the kitchen. Anyway, so I have got enough to harvest some coriander, which I might just harvest a little bit
tonight. That one's grown so fast.
It's a proper bush.
Yeah.
it's a fully grown
and
bush.
The thing, as they grow bigger, you get little extension bars for the light.
So you can lift the light
higher. Lift the light up and let it grow and grow and grow.
And there's sort of like there's a bit like an eco-culture with it as well, isn't there? There's lots of people sort of getting on the bandwagon because it's just really cool to do.
It is.
Without doubt, one of the best presents you've ever bought me. Without any shadow of a doubt. Mm. Love it. Right, so still to come, today's Facebook post, your favourite winter warming puddings. Mm. That one last night was just ridiculous. And I had to lee it a bit, but we'll be back in a little bit. Going to play you a little bit of Eurythmics now here on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show.
See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
At Bowker BMW, we don't compromise on quality. Our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Enjoy up to 40% discount on your next BMW service at Bowker. Book your service online with us today. Search Bowker BMW in Blackburn or Preston. Think BMW. Think Bowker.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
How could you ever leave me without a chance to try? How can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? Should be mad, cause you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. Ooh. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. When the Hennessy's all I see is you, it's you, it's you. Say goodbye.
Regard, Troye Sivan and Tay McRae. Like that. Really like that. It was nice. Just like a nice chilled interlude.
I'm really chilled now, yeah. I could just sit back, chill.
Now, speaking of chilled, we don't do... I know it's the food and drink show, Liam Mugs. We don't do that much on drink, but there really is something to shout about on the drink front.
I've got a couple of drinky stories.
That one that I'm pointing to on your list.
Oh, yeah.
I really fancy that.
You do. I mentioned that in the office earlier, and you were like, oh.
Yeah.
Are we making a trip?
Tell us about that, please.
Okay, so there has been a bit of a shock winner in the World Gin Awards, which just happened to be a...
Before you tell me, gin kind of, like, had its day, I think, about... 3-4 years ago, there were gin distilleries popping up everywhere.
Yeah, there was a lot of gins. There was a lot of, like, your pink gins, your blue gins, your orange gins.
Botanicals.
Make your own.
There was some make your own, yeah. Which is great. But then it died off a little bit, but it seems it's a bit of a resurgence again.
I just think it's going to stay at a sort of baseline now.
Okay.
But the winner of gold at the World's Gin Awards this time was the Seville Orange and Persian Lime Gin.
That really does it for me.
Sounds really refreshing, zesty, sharp.
Yeah.
I really fancy it. And the kicker, it's £15 in Aldi.
Really?
It was Aldi's own. It was an Aldi's... distilled Seville Orange and Persian Lime Gin for £15.
You see, as we get to spring/summer, I just think that would be incredible. It's a really light, refreshing drink.
Mm.
Obviously, because alcohol's involved, we've got to do the old please be responsible, drink aware, etc. But just orange and lime, I think that'd be lovely. But you'd have to use a good tonic.
A really nice dry tonic.
You couldn't put the usual... in there, could you?
No.
Sorry, I just had something in the throat.
Heather tree.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Aldi on that. World Gin Awards winning a gold. I think that's amazing. And definitely, well, it's my birthday, isn't it, in like 6 weeks?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, because it's only 15 quid.
Absolutely, you've got a deal.
What was the other drink one?
It was the... present that you got for me for my birthday.
Oh!
Yes. So, I am a bit of a whiskey connoisseur.
Yeah?
I really do like my whiskey, and you picked one up for me that was very, very special.
Yeah.
And I've been having a little tipple every couple of nights, that sort of thing.
Very responsibly, of course.
Very responsibly. Very, very aware of what I'm drinking. But that was a 15-year gold Dalhwinnie whiskey. And I can honestly say that it's probably the nicest whiskey I've ever had.
And we actually went past the distillery, didn't we?
Yes.
It's the highest distillery in Scotland.
Yeah.
And when we did the North Coast 500 on the bikes last April, we actually went past it. It's a beautiful building.
Mm.
But the thing that got me and why I liked the sound of it, because they said it was incredibly smooth and it had heather and honey.
Yes.
And I just thought, if you want to put the Highlands of Scotland in a bottle...
It's heather and honey.
It's heather and honey, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's from their own bees, I believe, as well, isn't it?
Yeah. They do have a couple of others in the range. Like, there's a very peaty whiskey. But I'm not a massive fan of that style. I'm not a big...
Well, do you know, somebody turns out that is also a little bit of a whiskey connoisseur and has invited you to an event. I think the next one's in April. In Manchester.
Ooh.
And it's... I can't remember what the place is called. I'll find out. Sergeant Kev Day. Yes. And at connoisseur level, the way he was describing some of them. But they have this event at this place in Manchester. I think it's 20 quid. And you sample something like 20 whiskies.
So get the train.
So, yeah, definitely get the train. And he said, obviously, he'd like you to go with him when you go on the next one. So that'd be quite nice.
Yes, I'm there for that.
Definitely at the top of your list, then, the Dalhwinnie.
Oh, for me, at the moment, yes. I think it'll take a lot to top that Dalhwinnie.
I must admit, whenever... if somebody takes the cork off a whiskey bottle and they go, oh, just smell that, I find it really harsh. I don't like...
It can be quite harsh on the nose, especially just after uncorking a bottle, because obviously all the evaporated drink and whiskey in there is
quite concentrated,
I guess, right there. So it is different if you were to pour some out and smell it.
But just let it breathe for a little bit.
But most whiskies can be very, very strong and potent on the nose.
But that smells just like being out in the heather in the Highlands.
Yeah, it's very so floral. Lovely. It's got a little bit of citrus there. Oh, it's just... It doesn't do it justice to describe it.
No, there aren't any words, are there?
No.
No. So if you're looking for a nice present for somebody who likes whiskey, then you'll definitely recommend that, would you?
Oh, without a doubt.
Right.
Without a doubt.
We're going to touch on really quickly, before we just nip off and play a top tune, Rhubarb Crumble. That Rhubarb Crumble last night was just your classic winter warmer. But I put a little bit of a twist in it, which you thought was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it when we come back. After a little bit of Destiny's Child.
Dark Child,
say my name, say my name.
Baby, I love you.
Say my name,
say my name.
Say my name.
Call
me
baby.
Call
me
baby.
Why you say
before we go into the actual details of the crumble, one thing that I did this time, which I think my grandma used to do, I can't remember, but I did this time, was sprinkle a little bit of dark brown sugar onto the crumble.
Oh, yeah.
So when it's in the oven, it had that, like, crunchy, crispy top, didn't it?
Yeah.
Which was really good. Oh. So, dead easy. Rhubarb is available at the minute. I never follow the seasons, but you went to Tesco and got it, didn't you? It was just
if
there.
If I walk in, is there, I'll pick it up. I follow the seasons on things like deer and all that, but ask me what veg you're in. No.
Well, tomatoes are going to be in soon, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Right at home. In my little garden.
Right at home, in your own little garden.
So, usual thing, wash the rhubarb, cut it into bite-sized chunks in a big pan with a tiny little bit of water, a tiny little bit of butter, and some granulated light brown sugar. And then just leave it and forget about it on the ultra-low light. That's all I did. And I think it was about an hour and a half. It all got into this lovely sort of like rhubarb compote.
I was going to say it goes to like a compote.
You've always liked that word, compote.
Compote.
And then for the crumble bit...
Go on.
I cheated.
Oh! I thought you were about to tell me something absolutely filthy that you did.
No, I cheated.
You cheated.
I bought a bag of ready-to-go crumble.
Oh, so it is filthy. You're a filthy cheat.
Oh, cheers. But it works, yeah. Right? It works. And then I put the sugar on top. But here are the additions. I've got one of those mandolin things that you can do really thin slices.
Yes.
You could see through these slices, they were that thin. And I sliced some fresh ginger and put it into the rhubarb base, put the top on, banged it in the oven. Now, you cannot be, I don't care what anybody says, you can do your better than ever, our finest, straight from the farm custard, but you cannot beat, right, full fat milk and Bird's custard powder.
Custard powder.
You can't beat it.
No, you can't.
However,
oh,
I know you mentioned it, but I did put a couple of drops of natural vanilla essence in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just, I don't know, it just went really well with the ginger and the rhubarb.
It boosts it, doesn't it? It just boosts the custard.
But for me, the highlight of the winter warmer... by the way, where are we? Here we are. Joel has messaged in. I just knew somebody had sent this in. His favourite winter warmer is his grandma's homemade spotted dick and custard.
It's good, though.
Plumped up raisins... And he said, his grandma says the tip was you put the raisins/sultanas in a little bit of sweet boiling water and leave them to soak.
They soak up
all that sugar syrup and they're quite sweet.
I can see that.
And the other thing was orange zest.
Yeah, so I do like it.
A bit of orange zest.
I do like it.
Anyway, back to the crumble. So when the highlight of it for me was, I put it in the dish in front of us both, didn't I? And when you push through that top crumble with the spoon and it crackled because of that sugar that had all melted. Oh, my goodness. So do you have a favourite winter warming pudding? If you do, we want to know about it because I might just have a go at it for next week or something like that. And we'll do a taste.
I think it's hard to beat a sticky toffee pudding.
So is that your favourite?
I don't know if it's my favourite. I don't think I actually...
Right, okay, let me just do a scenario for you, right? Because you've done this a couple of times over the Christmas break, before you were ill. We've been up a walk to Malham, up to Janet's Foss, and you've dived in, as you did in that freezing cold water. Get back out, get dried off, we get back home. Pudding, what are you having?
It depends on the day. It really does. Like, straight away I'm thinking sticky toffee pudding, apple crumble, or rhubarb crumble. Could be a rice pudding.
Oh, rice pudding. Can you hear this creaky chair? Honestly, it's ridiculous.
You need a new one.
Rice pudding. Oh, my goodness. I think if I had to say what's my favourite pudding of all...
You'd say rice pudding.
No, it's between two. Eton Mess, homemade, and rice pudding. Eat a mess in summer, rice pudding in winter.
Oh, no, summer pudding for me, creme brulee.
It's a bit boring.
I just love it. It's
I
know,
I just thought it was a bit boring. Right, now that Blink is sat on his chair sulking because he's starving, down at Checkered Flag. We should move on and play a little bit of music.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. You live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. More from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter.
Absolutely. You're a bit of a Luke Combs fan, aren't you?
Oh, massive fan. Yeah. Not a bit. I love him.
And occasionally, we've said this before, that there are times when a version is better than the original. Mm. I can't say that on this one, but I think they're just as good as each other. Yeah. I really like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right, Sweetie Stuff.
Yes.
I don't get this first one that you mentioned.
Cream Egg are doing the trifle again.
What do you mean, the trifle? I've never heard of a Cream Egg trifle.
I think they did it back in 2018, I think it was. And it's basically, instead of your layers of custard and all of that sort of stuff, it's the innards of a cream egg.
No. No, just simply no.
Oh, it got good reviews and people have been crying for it to come back and they've brought it back.
Yeah, well, they can keep crying. Because the inside of a cream egg, that fondant center.
Mm.
It's too sweet.
It's not entirely like that. It's like it's creamed out a little bit. It's, you know, it's padded out to make it more appealing and more trifle-like.
And to move on somewhat,
yeah,
there is a new word that is doing the rounds, and I get it. And it does relate to this, in a way.
Yeah. The word is shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah, it's basically, for those who don't know, where things are just getting smaller.
Right. So I'll tell you what it is, right? When I... The Cadbury's cream egg has been around all that time, yeah?
Yeah.
So when I was sort of, you know, at school, I'd go and get a Cadbury's cream egg, yeah? And I think it'd be whatever it was, and it was fabulous. You couldn't finish it because it was just too much, too sickly.
Mm-hmm.
Cadbury's cream eggs, these... What's been laying them? Sparrows? They're tiny.
You can one bite them now easily.
You can one. Yeah, before, you, there's no way you could put an old school cream egg in your mouth and eat it comfortably.
Even I'm not obviously in the same bracket as you, but.
What are we talking about here?
Age.
What size. Oh, sorry, go on.
Age bracket. you have a few extra years on me.
Yeah.
Just a few. But even I remember when cream eggs. You couldn't one bite them. It was like two, three.
Is this like a street term? One bite?
No, I've just made it up.
What other things can you one bite?
I don't, a Jaffa cake now, because they're tiny.
Right,
and all.
So, what a lovely gesture.
I got really compassionate then and nearly said words I shouldn't on the radio.
What a lovely, lovely gesture.
Mm.
I wasn't feeling too good at the weekend. Bit of remnants from my illness over New Year. And Morgs went to the store and brought me back. He said, I brought your favourite, a box of Jaffa cakes.
Yeah.
I was absolutely over the moon till I got them out. They're about the size of a 10p piece now.
Yeah, they're about...
That is proper shrinkflation.
Yeah.
Get a grip. They're charging us more money for less product.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
No, even the box is smaller now. When I picked the box up, I thought, is there as many in that?
Honestly, the Jaffa cake has... really gone down in my estimation.
Mm.
Right? It was, like I say, it was tiny.
However, there is a slight good news.
Okay.
We reported
grammatically, that should have been, there is some slight good news.
Yeah, well, I'm tired.
Right, go on.
I'm still recovering from my illness.
Oh, here we go.
It's on your bye, Buster.
Yeah. On your bye, Buster. Right, go on.
We reported a while ago that Caramac has been discontinued.
Oh.
didn't they? Well, they've not brought it back, but there was a gap in the market, and I believe it was Dairy Milk have filled said gap with the Caramilk.
Cadbury's. Yeah, Cadbury's have stepped up to the plate.
Yeah.
Caramilk. Now, Blackers has tried it.
Yeah.
And said it is almost identical.
Yeah.
But he likes things, being a diabetic, he likes things really sweet.
Yeah.
I know. You face palm.
That's why, though.
But he said it's not just as sweet, which appeals to me.
It does to me as well.
Can we search one out, ready for next week, and do a bit of a taste trial?
I will do my best.
If you don't mind.
I will do my best.
In fact, why don't you trot down to Fresco now and see if they've got some?
That's not a bad shout. I'll get some eggs, some bacon, some sausages, some hash browns as well.
Now you've set me off. What about that lovely pasta that was making?
Yeah, you've prepped that. No, we'll have that. We'll have that.
And full English tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So the Caramac from Dairy Milk is called the Caramilk. So have a look out for that, because I reckon, I don't know, I just think that'll be...
I think it's going to fill the gap in the market. I think I'll be quite happy with it.
I'm just looking. You've done this to set me off. I know you have.
What?
This article here on your pad.
I know I have. I have, yeah. He's throwing the pad down. He's having a tantrum.
I'm not having it, because it's ridiculous.
The Estrella Damm Top 100 Gastropubs.
Right, first of all, let's give it some credibility, okay? Estrella Damm, fabulous brand. That is a big event.
Yes.
That is a big event
in
the food calendar.
UK gastropubs,
right,
of course.
Now, it featured on the news today.
Yeah.
And I was doing the research on that story. I didn't know you'd added it. I was fuming last night when I was reading it, okay?
Well, I didn't know if you'd seen it, so I thought I'd just trigger you for today.
Cheers.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Triggered.
Triggered.
Uh-huh. And in the top 100,
yeah,
actually, in the top 50 gastropubs,
yeah,
there are three in the Ribble Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Go on then, if you know the story yourself.
One of them is the Coach and Horses at Baltimore Bowland. 100% deserved. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Always been great. Been great for the last 10, 15 years. Yeah?
Yep.
The Three Fishers. Is it still open?
Is it a gastropub?
I don't think so. I think it's more of a restaurant.
It's just a restaurant, yeah, isn't it, really?
But the last two or three times I've driven past the Three Fishers, it's not been open. Does anybody know if it's still open?
I don't know.
But we'll see if we can find out.
I know last time I went in, the food was good. So I can't
really
knock it.
Agree.
I'm not saying that the food's not good. I'm just saying, is it a gastropub?
And the other one... Stop it. Right? The Parker's Arms at Newton.
That's never open.
It's never open. I'm sorry. Please, let me know. What am I doing something? Am I going past on the wrong days at the wrong time?
We've been past on every day of the week. It's never been open.
But if you're talking about gastropubs, what about the Inn at Whitewell?
That's a gastropub.
Every single dish on the menu at the Inn at Whitewell is exquisite.
Do we have to be in the office tomorrow morning?
Why, are you thinking of Whitewell breakfast?
I'm thinking Whitewell full English.
So there you go. We are known as the food capital of the northwest, the Ribble Valley, and there are some great places, but I'm not sure I agree with some of those choices. Anyway, that's it. We're done.
Is that we're done?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go and get some hash browns and some Cumberland sausage. What about if I freeze the pasta? Not the pasta itself, because that's fresh. Yeah. But what happens if I freeze the sauce?
That'll work.
We're having it. Thank you so much for listening to me and Morg's rattle on today about all things food and drink.
For listening to foodie and drinking.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
See you later.
Romantic. like kissing booth. Takes breakfast, lunch, and gin and juice. And at dinner, just like dessert too. And when we French, refresh, give me two. When I bite that lip, come get me two. He want lipstick, lip gloss, hickeys too. Huh.